The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy, our new weekly Gaelic football show.
Lads, it's official, right? No GAA player was practicing tackling at all during lockdown. They were practicing that dummy bounce.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
It is time for us to turn our attention to what you should be watching. Sue Murphy is with us. Sue, good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Also with us, of course, is your partner in crime, Owen Sheehan. What's this about?
Hi, guys. See, what happened was Sue and I looked around Marconi House, around Off the Ball Towers, and saw the Paddy and Andy pod, and we were like, what is going on here? How has this been able to start up as like the most successful thing that's ever come out of Team ODB? So Sue messaged me and was like, we should use a podcast to take those guys down. So that's what we've done. We started a new podcast. It is not about Gaelic football, Sue. It is very much about film and television.
Yeah, it's Let's Go Back To is the name of it. So it's on Go Loud and all your podcast platforms this morning. I posted this morning, so I'm hoping it's going to be there this morning. But it's basically a look back at film and TV shows that we keep going back to. And our first episode is with Simon Delaney, and it's on Glengarry Glen Ross. And when I say that man is obsessed with that film, that it would be putting him mildly. He starred in a couple of productions of it, as well, and he's just like, his insight into the characters and the script is incredible. So it's live this morning and it's our first episode, so we're very excited about it.
Jack Lemmon, Alec Baldwin,
Al Pacino,
Kevin Spacey.
This is going to be all these episodes that we've put out are vastly different to one another. It's kind of like, let's see where this conversation goes. Let's see what each person brings to the table when it comes to their favourite piece of culture, either a film or a television show. But with Simon Delaney, it's like getting a bit of a masterclass, almost insight on what it is to play all these types of characters. I absolutely love this movie. I think that I'm now looking at it in a completely different way, given what Simon Delaney told us. It's interesting that Jack Lemmon is the first actor that you go to there, Ger, though, because I certainly would have thought that Al Pacino was the MVP of this. And Simon Delaney disagrees. He's a big Jack Lemmon fan.
Right, okay. Well, obviously, Old Gil in The Simpsons is essentially the Jack Lemmon character from this movie, right?
Is that, I think that's probably what it's based on.
Certain. Yeah. It's like he's the salesman down his luck. I haven't seen Death of a Salesman, so unless it's about that, but it certainly seems like it's that. And that's the pop culture, that's the power of this thing, is that it has absolutely spawned these things. There's also a very famous C-bomb dropped in the middle of it that is like, the first time you see it, particularly, I've seen a production of it as well, it's like, can you say that in the theatre?
The language in this is unbelievable.
Well, when you think the transmogrification of society from where you couldn't say any of these words at all, ever, in public, and now everybody says them all the time. Stuff like this is important. So anyway,
have to list the podcast as explicit because of the swearing. There's a lot of swearing.
It's a good...
Mostly me.
It makes a good case for swearing. There's often a debate about whether or not... Is that really necessary? It's very necessary in Glengarry Glen Ross.
I'd say it was inspirational in my use of the C word for a long time until, there was definitely a long period of time where... is that a different conversation for a different medium? It probably is, the pub. Right, so it's called Let's Get Back To. It should be up in all... places where you get podcasts. It's on Go Loud. You can get that there, and we'll also stick it up for ease of access a little bit later on in the week as well. So the very first episode is available today and every Thursday on the Go Loud app. So what we do every Thursday here on I feel like I'm your kind of
conduit,
sloppy seconds here. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
No, 100. that is the aim. That's in the description of the podcast. For more and sloppy seconds, check out OTBAM on Thursdays.
Well, then you guys can take this bit over. Come on.
What are we doing this week, Sue? What's shiny and new?
A lot of Manchester United this week. So the United Way. I've seen one of the docs. I haven't seen the other. The United Way is the Cantona doc. That's on Sky Docs and it's on now. Please watch this. it is just incredible. I can't get through talking about this without starting to laugh, because Cantona, he kind of narrates it, and it's presented by him. So he gives a history of United, but he very much, of course he's an important player, but he very much inserts himself as a pivotal moment in that history. So they go from 1957, 1958, Munich, and then it goes 1992 signing of Cantona. And I was like, okay, there's a few things in there. And then it kind of goes back to Alex Ferguson and it goes back to 68. So it's all over the place in some ways. But, oh my God, it's brilliant because there's nothing in this that you don't know. It's Cantona's reaction to everything that happened that you're looking for. And like this one bit where he's talking about the signing and he's up doing the press conference and it goes to him and he's looking at into the camera and he goes, "The stage is mine. All eyes are on me." And you're just like, what the hell is happening? And then he goes into the kung fu kick, obviously, and talks about that. But while they're playing the audio, the camera is just on him for the entire time and his reaction. Like, I can't say... There's nothing new in it, but it's so engaging and funny. Like, you're laughing at moments where you definitely shouldn't be laughing because of his narration of it. And there's just no one like him. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
It's Gogglebox where Cantona looks at himself. Yeah. He holds a mirror up to himself, you could say. Well, that sounds very theatrical and a bit arch. But is he knowing about the joke or like, because I watched back that when he got the whatever the European award that he got was. And,
oh, yeah. I love football at the end. I love football. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like he's quoting Shakespeare. And the camera cuts to Messi and Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, I love it. It's one of my favorite videos.
I mean, I thought my English was good. Worth checking out. It's Seffron, I think, who's handling the
brilliant
stuff.
Like, he is just so engaging. And I there's a lot of talk. Like, I think the players have talked about this over the years as well. Like, Cantona was so different. And when he turned up to training, he trained differently and he wore different clothes. Like, I can't remember which player was saying it, but they basically had to turn up in, I think it was Mark Hughes. They had on, you know, the United Blazers and Cantona just show up in like a velvet jacket. Like, it's just like all of the stuff around him. And nobody batted an eyelid because it was Eric Cantona. So I think it's worth watching, but it just kind of makes it out that it's a United doc when it's not really. It is just, I'm Cantona and I was the greatest thing that happened to United. And he's not shy about saying that whatsoever.
Well, I think the Man United fans probably would agree in terms of like the saving grace of, like maybe Ferguson doesn't happen, if that signing doesn't happen, that European Cup doesn't happen, the second European Cup doesn't happen.
Those then league being a wins super club
doesn't happen, you know?
He gets suspended and they don't win.
Well, they could have been,
you know.
They could have been Leeds, they could have been Villa, they could have been, you know, one of those clubs who was a very important historical club but then faded away. So you said that it's not just the United Way that's out at the moment. There's this other documentary that's doing the rounds at the moment. Alex Ferguson's health is obviously much better now and he's making public appearances. He's doing interviews, but the reason he's doing interviews is because he's made a documentary.
Yeah, it's going to be out on Amazon tomorrow. I haven't actually got a hold of the screener. It's been really hard to get a hold of it, but it's Never Give In is the name of it. It's directed by his son. And the whole idea behind this, it feels like these two docs that are out this week around United are actually very personal pieces for the people involved. Like, it's Cantona and it's Ferguson. And Ferguson really goes through his family life and how he ended up at United, but very much that connection with his family. And a lot of the reason he wanted to do this was, you know, his health issues. He said, you know, my memory at some point is going to slip away and I want to be able to record all of this. So it's a very personal piece for him. The clips are very personal. And I mean, Ferguson is just... he is the greatest manager of all time. We can say that. I got to say it.
You're a Man United fan, obviously. I mean, there are other managers in the world who have achievements that are similar, if not better, in some instances.
I'm still going to say that. But honestly, his insight into the game and the club and how he built that club. And I mean, Ferguson talks a lot about how if he was a Premier League manager now, he wouldn't have survived. He, like, out of the first few years, they were bottom of the league all the time. How did he get to a point where he's winning Champions Leagues and leagues every single year, and he has this amazing cast of players. So it's just like the two together. If you're a United fan, how lucky you are this week. There's some really great talks out there, you know.
Mm. It'll soothe a bit of the pain of last night, I suspect. maybe that was it. Maybe that was all part of the plan. They were like, let's wait for the next coronation moment in our great club's history to drop these two documentaries. Oh, look, there's a second tier of Europe to be won on Thursday. That will spark massive celebrations around Manchester.
It's really sad.
These two documentaries.
The release dates had obviously been planned with a Champions League final in place, opposed to
good point.
Ages and ages and ages ago. So all it's done is to serve to highlight the failure even more.
That's what I think.
I think it's all Gerrard's fault. like that these two documentaries dropped this week, to be fair. What have we got
They're
next?
Both very good.
What is this I'm seeing here? What is Cruella? I presume it's
Cruella is just about. Actually, I really enjoy it. It's probably a little bit long. This is going on to Disney Premier Access, just to let you know. It's not a straight release onto Disney Plus. So it will cost you £22 to buy this. But if you have a couple of kids in the house and you're looking for something to, if you want to do a kind of a cinema night, this is probably, like, it's a big release and we don't really have a lot of those at the moment. It's Emma Stone. It's the origin story of Cruella de Vil. And she is brilliant in it. But honestly, the whole thing is stolen by Emma Thompson, who plays the Baroness in it, who owns this fashion label that Emma Stone's Cruella ends up working for. And she just, every single scene she's in, she just steals it. I do think it's a little bit too long. I really, like, at one point went, what happened in the end of that again? Like, it's, which I should never be doing. But it's quite enjoyable. It's a very big production. And they're, like, the stuff around the costumes and everything is incredible. I think it's a family film. There are a couple of things in that if you've got like 8, 9, 10 year olds, it's probably a little bit too advanced. I mean, there is a big tragedy in the first 15, 20 minutes. But if you get past that, like, it's a good family film.
The £22 thing is a thing, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah. But when you think about it, if you went to the cinema, how much you spent at the
cinema? If you go to the cinema, you have a giant screen.
If you went,
you get completely transformed. It is like there's a smell and there is a sensory overload and there is a history and it's like a special, special thing. Sitting in your front room and paying £22 for a movie on a one-off, I mean...
It depends how big is your television and how dark are your curtains.
And depends how starved you are of family films that you will.
You can never make popcorn at home that tastes as good as the popcorn, the slightly stale popcorn that you get, and the feet sticking to the floor, and the risk of a child rubbing some, like, something horrible in your hair at the cinema. Have you ever been to the kids screenings where there's actual kids? Like, I mean.
It's chaos. I used to bring my brother, like, there's 13 years between me and my brother, and I remember bringing them to Find a Nemo, and I was like, I will never do that again. It was so stressful. Like, there's kids everywhere. Like, hanging out of the rafters. Anyway.
Something that you might have missed, Ricky Gervais was, I think, showing that there's season 3 of this. He had a clipboard this week.
Yeah, like, the thing about Afterlife, I actually gave up on the second season. I really loved the first season of this show. His wife dies. A lot of it is him remembering his relationship with her. And he works in a small newspaper in a small town. And some of it is charming. And a lot of it is him really annoyed at life because he's lost his wife. And that works perfectly for Ricky Gervais. He's like, the jokes are really mean, really cutting, really witty. But what I didn't like about it was when it moved to the second season, it was kind of like, oh, I'm going to atone for everything that's happened and I'm going to put into the relationships that people have given me. I'm going to put all the good stuff back into the relationship with them and I'm going to do good things for people. And it didn't work for me. Like, Ricky Gervais being Ricky Gervais and being mean works. So the second series was just a bit, I think it went off a cliff. So I was a bit kind of skeptical about anything else coming around this, but the first season is so, so good. I mean, I devoured it. I watched it episode after episode, and it's just the raw grief he has. Like, there are so many scenes where he's sitting in rooms with his dog, watching videos, crying, and it's really, really touching. And then you're laughing your head off in the next scene because the jokes are really, really good. It's very, like, I think it's actually one of the more underrated things on Netflix.
So what's your situation with it then? Before season 3 comes out, will you go back and watch season 2 properly? And
yeah, I probably will. Like, I'm just hoping there's a bit more, like, cynicism that wasn't there in the second series. It's definitely there in the first. And that's what I like about it is it's Ricky Gervais standing up with the Golden Globes and saying the thing about Harvey Weinstein that nobody wants him to say. It's that's what I love about him. And it just didn't happen for me in the second series, but I probably will go back and just make sure that I haven't missed anything that's amazing.
Okay. And you're still watching Mare of Easttown. It's still getting rave reviews. It's still good?
Yeah. Yes. I'm on episode 3 at the moment. I've had to wait for my husband, who's an episode behind me. And I'm like, please hurry up because everyone's on episode 5. So I said last week it was 8 episodes. It's 6. Sorry about that. But they're all up on the player. But it's just everyone.
Oh, so the whole thing, all 6 are up?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the 6th episode is out this week, yeah.
Okay, so it's out this week. Now yeah. Those of us who are only binge stuff can get stuck in. Tommy says it is
watch it like
sensational.
That. It's definitely a weekly watch.
But the information is final episode isn't until next Monday. So from next Monday on, folks, it's open season on Mayor of Eastwood. Don't get involved.
No, I think you should watch
East
it.
Town, East Town.
East Town.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Tommy's very slowly typing. It's the 7th episode, not the 8th, not the 6th. The final episode is next Monday. So you're right, there are 6 episodes out at the moment, but there are actually 7 episodes in it.
Seven. So
this is our sloppy seconds, folks. This is what we get.
This is what happens.
This is the low quality that we're bringing on a Thursday morning on OTBAM and all the good
My
stuff.
My apologies.
Someone say it diluted.
I just watched a lot of documentaries for you.
All the good stuff is on Let's Go Back To, which is available now on the Go Loud player. Thanks, folks.
You're welcome.
I'm really looking forward to this lot now for the next few weeks.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, and we've got a brilliant guest on again on our new podcast, which you should all listen to and subscribe to.
Yeah, we should do.
I haven't watched anything else this week. I've got no recommendations for you.
We'll get you on it in a couple of weeks to appease you. I know that it's like 20 years since Pine Barrens or something, so we might do that.
I'm refusing to go on. I won't go on. I will not deign. I will not lower myself to go on your silly little show.
It's okay. We live it out here.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.